Opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is Commentary with Winston Barnes. Decades ago, a Swedish industrialist and inventor deeded that every year from his largesse that prizes should be awarded to persons in certain disciplines for making a difference. They should be in the sciences, literature, and attempts by individuals to bring about a more stable world, the one for peace. In other words, to individuals who make achievements that are of what they call greatest benefit to humankind. Self-nominations are not considered. You cannot tout yourself into getting it. The Nobel Organization is a private entity that cannot be dictated to by any individual. It is not run by a friendly or non-friendly government. If truth be told, prizes are sometimes used as a tool to send a message. In the case of Barack Obama, he didn't bring peace to some war-torn region. He governed in a way that brought the greatest benefit to mankind at the time. It is most ironic that this year's awardee is someone who thanked, not dedicated the prize to a certain national leader. But this should not be a surprise to anyone who has watched the awarding of Nobel Prizes over the years. As suggested before, sometimes the prizes, especially the Peace Prize in its award, is used to send a message. In fact, the message this year might be specifically to spite a certain national leader. So, the two major lessons about the Nobel Prizes are these. The Nobel Prizes are awarded out of funds left by a European billionaire who just happens to not be American. And two, one cannot tout for oneself to get the award. It does not work like that. I'm Winston Barnes with Commentary.